Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Da-da-da-da-da. Hi, good morning. Oh, we're in for a real treat today. This woman is so brilliant. I don't know why everyone doesn't know about her. Her name is Katie Goodman. She's a cutting-edge comedian with a kick. So smart, so relevant. Her lyrics are terrific. The fact she's a musician, a comedian, a writer, a motivational speaker, an author. Just an overachiever, I think. She's also an award-winning musical comic, actress, author, creative coach, and social activist. She's been seen on Showtime's The Green Room with Paul Provenza, on Current TV as a pundit, and is a blogger for The Huffington Post. She's contributed to The Oprah Magazine, author of Improvisation for the Spirit, which is available on Amazon, I believe, and is the creator and headliner of Broad Comedy, an international touring satirical musical show that she and her husband, Soren, I want to say the name right, Casile? I'll get it to tell me the right name. Her solo show is presently playing in New York City. Please catch it if you can. And she and Soren were nominated for the MacArthur Foundation Genius Grant for their extensive work in theater. And they were nominated for the Epic Award from the White House Project for Emerging Artists. Her albums are available on iTunes and her book on Amazon. So we're going to check her out. While I'm playing one of her songs, you can also check her out at www.katiegoodman.com. And that's Katie, K-A-T-I-E. And meanwhile, we're going to play her latest song. It might be a little PG, but I think it's okay. You got to see the video.
There's something nobody ever talks about.
What's that?
Well,
boobs look funny when you're having sex.
Boobs look funny when you're having sex.
Boobs look funny when you're having sex.
I don't care how firm you may be.
Boobs look funny when you're having sex.
They're just all over the damn place.
When your love is grooving on what you got,
unclasping the bra,
it's the stuff of legend.
But it can end up more awkward than you'd imagined.
You lie on your back and suddenly they're out of sight. You got one to your left and one to your right. It's hard to relax when you're lying like that.
God damn it, it's like herding cats.
Boobs look funny when you're having sex.
Get back over here, you.
Boobs look funny when you're having sex.
Would you mind holding these right here?
So trying to get all sex kidding me, you might roll over on your hands and knees.
And these things that moments ago made him stutter are just hanging there like a pair of otters. And all it takes is a bit of a roll before this leg gets out of control.
Boobs look funny when you're having sex.
In physics we call it force resonance.
We're doing this so that
that you know that someone else understands you. That somebody knows that
boobs look funny when you're having sex.
All right, let's open up our mic for Katie Goodman. All right, here we go. It's so funny.
Thank you. Hi, Nancy.
Hi. Thank you for being on the show today. I'm just thrilled. I always love it when I discover somebody by accident, and I think I found you. Are you with the funny songs, Jessica Delfino's funny songs?
Oh, yeah. I might actually be in that. They just asked me to do that this year. I haven't seen that before, but yeah.
Oh, I'll
they
be in it.
Festival.
I'm in it, too. I'm in it,
are
too.
You? That's great. Yeah,
but
I'm
I love
it.
I found you on Facebook. I think that was the first time I found
you.
Oh,
I'm in that group.
You know, yeah, and you're in that group. And it's the funny thing is I actually have found a lot of talent from that group, but I will watch people's videos on Facebook. I just don't read my own stuff. And that's when I said, who is this woman? As soon as I saw the one video, then I went and looked up all your videos, and I was like, oh, my God. And that's how I contacted you, because – I love smart and funny together, and you do it so
awesome.
Brilliantly. And
thank you.
The fact that you wear like a ball gown on top of it, you go from a ball gown to whips and leather, is just 50 Shades of Katie there. And it's just so I wanted the audience to get to know you. We have a couple of other radio shows listening now, and I see an author, Morgan Lawrence, is listening, and Betty Jo Tucker from Movie Attic Headquarters. So if you got a movie coming up, you'll be in touch with her. That's two other radio shows, Wacko World and et cetera. Let's begin and give them a little backstory on you. Okay, I know you come from a smart family. I looked you up on Wikipedia. Your mother was a Pulitzer Prize winning columnist. That is so fantastic.
Yep.
And you also write, too, so that's nice. And what did your dad do?
My dad was a surgeon.
Oh, gee.
Yeah, so...
That
I know.
Was a tough
no
household
pressure.
To grow up in.
I know, right? Saving lives on the one side and changing lives on the other. Yeah, no pressure.
I have visions of nights of playing anagrams. But
yeah, and, you know, so being tested on feminism. And, yeah.
Oh, that's so funny. So let's give a little backstory on you. Okay, so you had smart parents. It's always a plus in this life. When did you start out in music, when you started to find this feel for music?
Oh, gosh. I guess really, I was really little. The true story, even though it's just kind of silly, is in second grade I starred and directed in Really Rosie, which is a play about a girl starring and directing in her own film. And I took it very, very seriously, apparently. But, no, I mean, I've just done it forever. I was an actress for 20 years, and then I ran my own theater company for 15 of those with my husband, Soren, and it's Kissel.
Wow.
And
it's Kissel. It is Kissel. Okay.
Yeah, I know. It's hard. And then I kind of a little bit fell into doing the comedy thing a little bit more. I Bride Comedy, which is our touring troupe.
Love them.
Came.
Love them. Yeah.
Thank you. I started that when Bush came into office because all of a sudden there was a lot I wanted to say. And we've been doing that for, 15 years now. And then I just kind of, I started doing my solo show touring funny songs, and it's, everything from, a big giant theater to a festival to a women's organization's fundraiser. And it's
a great show.
Thing.
From the clips I've seen, it's a fantastic show. Some of the venues you performed at, it looked like you were at Carnegie Hall or something. The venue was so large.
It's huge. Yeah, those are really fun.
And we should mention, for those of you who haven't seen her on YouTube yet, which you can, she also is a great musician as well, that you play a grand piano,
you.
I see. And it's just like, nothing like an underachiever. Just when I think I'm being brilliant, somebody like you comes along and I'm like, oh, man, she plays the piano too?
Oh, I can't wait to see your stuff. Well, it's
and
funny because actually
mention,
song,
let's,
yeah.
Go ahead.
Was like actually the least highbrow one that we've done. And one of the things that I love doing is, you have this classy dress and the classy piano, and then you end up talking about like sex positive, raunchy stuff. It's kind of the juxtaposition that's really fun.
Well, it's a little bit, I don't know if you know old time comedy, but Beatrice Lilly, who would wear pearls,
right.
Like a whole,
yeah.
And then swing them around her neck. and then they would just till they fell, you know, like a large thing of pearls.
Gosh, I need to, I mean, there's no, like, video here, I don't think that, but, yeah, there's other, even Bette Midler, you know, who was in this amazing, like, mermaid outfit.
And actually, she got some of her ideas, too, from Sophie Tucker. So that's another one for you to follow, Sophie Tucker. The jokes she does are from Sophie Tucker. And there were so many women that aren't, now. That's why I like to highlight women on my show. But before I forget, speaking of highlighting women, we must mention who the broads of broad comedy are. So say their names, please.
Oh, sure. Well, there's a whole slew of them because there's different teams in different cities. The original broads are Kara Wilder, Erin Roberg, Maggie Garver, and then we have a new one, Missy O'Malley. We call her we refer to ourselves as sister wives because we've been together so long, and Missy is the young one, so she's the breeder. But and then the gals that are in the video that you just saw are my New York cast, and that's Molly Kelleher, who's the fiery redhead actress. She's fantastic. Rachel Rosenthal, who is actually an improvisational hip-hop artist, too.
Wow.
So she has a troupe
awesome.
That does entire shows. And Sarah Donaghy, who's a fantastic actress, and she writes her own stuff as well. Very funny young woman. And that's my New York gang. So we've got them scattered around the world now.
That is awesome. And you have performed around the world. Let me look at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival, Boston, Los Angeles, Vancouver Fringe Festival. Does your husband travel with you?
Yeah, he does sometimes. We have a kid, so we kind of have to divide and conquer occasionally. But
Awesome.
He's my co-writer, and he directs us as well. I take the first round of directing, and then once I'm up on stage, I literally can't see anything anymore. So he comes in at that point, and then he's our fresh eye also, and makes sure that the guys will understand and enjoy it.
Well, that's a secure relationship.
Yeah. 26 years, man. So we figured it out.
Taking direction from your husband.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Well, you know, it's funny.
He's a collaborator, too, as you said. He's a collaborator. Is that correct?
Right. And I actually trust him. He's the kind of director who says, as opposed to, being a dictator in any way, he's such a feminist. And he'll always say, wait, is that what you're trying to say? That's like his famous line, you know, and I'm like, oh, whoops, I guess that's not what I'm trying to say. And then, because he'll just reflect back, you know, what he's seeing. But one of the things I'm really proud of is that our audiences are like a third or more men. And, you know, a lot of that's because of him. But,
well, it doesn't hurt that you're a hot-looking woman.
How old is your child?
12? Awesome. Boy. Okay. All right. I have one of those man childs, too. Speaking of your feminist, why don't you grab a cup of coffee, because I'm going to play that now. I love this song. Here we go.
Read an interview with a young actress. Said she wasn't a feminist. This outspoken actress was on the A-list. Sorry, but I just can't resist. What on earth are you picturing? Castrating men while wearing sensible shoes? You must not know what feminism means, that a feminist is you. You're a feminist. Sorry, babe, but you're a feminist. I just think you don't even get the gist if you say you're not a feminist. Millennial women were truly happy for you. You feel empowered, and that was the golden truth. So many of your rights are guaranteed today that you can't imagine things will end or any other way. It's wonderful you don't feel as much crap, but to give the feminists who came before you a bad rap, I mean, do they even give you your free pass? So why don't you just shut your yap? Only about this, though. Say anything you want about anything else, all your opinions, and don't let anyone tell you can't, because you're a feminist. Yeah, babe, you're a feminist. Just take a look at the checklist. You like voting? You like driving? You're a feminist. Past feminists gave their lives to let you vote and be more than wise. Saying you're not a feminist gives them hives, although they're dead and buried, so it's hard to see. You try to explain it because you don't hate men. How do we have to go through that again and again? It's not about what's better. Here's my proof. Lots of men are feminists feminism. Well, tell that to American conservatism. Or post anything opinionated on the web without a death threat from some misogynistic head. Yeah, Jesus, you're a feminist. Yeah, babe, you're a feminist. All your ideas would have been dismissed before there was a world of feminists. A feminist is described as a person who believes in social, political, and economic equality of the sexes. Why is this so confusing? With 20 women senators out of 100 and only 79 congresswomen out of 435, that's like 18%. No, wait, shit, I can't do math, and you know why? Because fucking Barbie told me it's hard. And if that makes you mad, then just accept that you're a feminist. Yeah, babe, you're a feminist. Yeah, I have Barbies, so? Because my mom didn't want to make me weird. But this isn't just about me and you. It's about girls who get stoned for just going to school. Which human is twice as likely to live in poverty? Yeah, I'm seeing boobies. Yeah, but no, you're not a feminist. No, not you. You're not a feminist. You know who else this is? Boko Haram. Rush Limbaugh. The Taliban. You might want to call yourself a feminist. And to that woman who got interviewed, just count up all the money your male co-star is getting compared to you. And while you're at it, count up all the women on the film crew. Cause there's only 2%, I said 2% of directors are females. And that's just a little bit skewed. And now count up all the women in film who are in the nude, whose coochies we viewed. And it's like 31% versus 9% of male where things protrude. And I swear being a prude, I'd be happy to see more men in the nude, like Jude Law. I'm just talking about equality here, dude. And to that woman that got interviewed, the fact that you're even giving interviews in the national news about your opinion means you're a feminist.
That's wonderful. That is terrific. Okay. You with me, Katie?
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
That is just, it's so brilliant. I was just trying to think as I was, because I'm always trying to promote women in comedy as well, but I was thinking of who would I compare you to, and I'm thinking of all the comedians, and it came to mind that you're kind of like a brilliant singing Lily Tomlin.
Aw, that's so sweet. I just got to meet her the other day.
You did? Oh, now I'm super jealous.
Honor.
Oh, she is just because when she was starting out way back, a little before my time, but she was places like The Bitter End, and she would do a kind of what would be termed now performance art type of comedy.
Yeah.
You've taken it to a new level with your music, just because you're also a good musician. I have a chat room going at the same time, so you know I'm not going crazy here, and I'm looking in the chat room, they're writing things about you. They said, Judy Tenuta. No, she's not a Judy Tenuta. She's actually, this is not a joke, she actually has content, people, content. All right. And that's what makes it so great. I love that you work with your husband, and that, now, is he a musician too, or
he's not. Just by lack of childhood exposure to it, but he's actually incredibly musical, just naturally. It makes me a little crazy. And he's got a great voice.
Now, I have a son, too, and I used to make him when he was early, so he wouldn't have stage fright. I did get my son to perform with me on stage.
Yeah.
And just as a cop, what does your son think about all these songs? Because some of them are a little racy.
Well, he's only 12. I don't let him hear most of it, but he loves the feminist one. And it was actually the first one, Nancy, where I came home and he was in his room listening to it without me. I've never happened before. And he came out, he's like, "That's really good, Mommy." And then he, like, starts telling me which lines he liked. And I mean, he's a little civil rights activist, so he's very aware of feminist issues and racism and homophobia and things like that. And we talk about it
good.
A lot.
Oh,
I have to ask you something because
sure.
you're smart, and I just had a weird experience last night, and I
okay.
would love to get your take on it, because what you
sure.
just did was you just played back-to-back a raunchy, not political, fun, sex-positive, body-positive song, and then my most highbrow intellectual song. And I had an experience last night where I got an organization that was going to bring me in to actually teach authenticity and things like that, and women's voices and using improv and all this stuff. It was a fun women's workshop. Just declined having me come in for the first time, and I've worked for them for years.
Why?
And it was a really startling experience because of my online content. And my reaction, I was really upset.
Did they watch it? It's a spoof.
Exactly. And they did. And it was interesting. I don't want to go into who it was, but I'm going to probably be writing about this at some point. But it was very interesting to me because, like, you clearly understand that these two things can go hand in hand. And
oh, definitely. What do they think? We don't say things when they're not around?
Exactly. Well,
we have a whole secret life when you're not around, guys.
I find my situation,
Katie, is that it's not the whole organization; it's one person. That's been my experience. I actually had a show where they wanted me. I was doing it through. It was funded, and it was a funded show through a grant, and I was being paid, and I did the show one day, and I was supposed to come back and do it again the second day, and they objected to me saying horizontal mambo as Dr. Ruth. That's all I said, dancing the horizontal mambo. And then I said, I have lyrics in a song that said, "I'm going to blame it on my mother every time I need a beer." They objected to that. And I know who they were, and they called to complain about me, and I went back. And I saw their table. They had a booth set up. And I said, "I want to thank you guys for calling in last night, because they said you objected to some of my material, which is great, because I'm cutting the show shorter and I get paid the same amount of money. Thanks."
That's really funny. Well, I think what's worrisome to me is that certainly, and I'm not going to go on a whole patriarchy.
Let me guess, was it a women's group?
It was mostly women, and
okay, it's one person then.
Yeah, it's interesting. But here's what I think is interesting sort of sociologically and politically, is that you have certainly men saying this, or say you have Amy Schumer or Tina Fey or even Eve Ensler saying much worse things than I just said in that song. But the level of discomfort with women talking about our bodies in a funny, honest way.
That's why I played both songs, because it was that's what the thing. But listen, I feel you, sister, because if you go on just hear parts or go to my YouTube, you'll see I do things that people told me I'm going to hell for. So
I've gotten that. And I don't mind, like, when the conservatives.
And I consider them to be feminist pieces. I do Mary's interpretation of the Immaculate Conception. But
I said,
this
love
is
it.
Not
okay,
a religious
I'm
piece.
That up.
I said, it's not a religious piece. It's a feminist piece.
Right.
So
right.
This is about women and how we're, perceived and expected to be this thing. But no,
right,
I think that's horrible that they did it. I hope you got a deposit.
No, I hadn't yet. But it's interesting on the feminist one, and that was really what I've been talking about lately. This new thing just happened last night, so it's still working in its way out in my brain. But the feminist one has been really fascinating. And women over 30 all love it. Women under 30 are in two camps, which is, of course, who I'm talking about in the song.
Oh, I so get this.
Yeah. So the women under 30, the half of them are like, this is great, take back the word, blue de blue. And then there's the group that are saying, you're being hypocritical because you're telling women what to think. And then I've had some wonderful comments of women saying, hello. I know, it's so ironic. And also saying,
Katie,
I think
I've
you
got your next song. I know the next song you're going to do.
Yeah.
And you've got to do the topic of the difference in thought, because when I talk to women under 30, I want to smack them. The things they said, I'm thinking, thank you for taking us back 200 years. What do you...
Well,
I tell women today, I actually
tell,
when I do stand-up comedy, I said, when it comes to sex and you girls under 30s today, you will do things that I will not, for a hamburger, that I would have never even considered for anything short of a car.
Right. And there's a huge young feminist contingent, but it's just so interesting to me. So here's like an example. Can I read you one of my YouTube comments? Because it's sort of interesting.
Sure, go ahead.
A dude writes in. And it's always a little bit under the guise of, like, I'm a feminist, but, okay. He wrote, but isn't the point of feminism to let women define themselves how they want? It seems shiesty, which I thought was funny that he used a Yiddish word. It seems shiesty to tell other women, no, you aren't what you say you are. You are this because the definition says so. And then this great woman wrote under it, how can you miss the point that much? A woman defining herself how she wants is feminism, whether she understands the definition of the word or not, which is, of course, the whole point of the thing. But it's been really interesting that people are saying things like, I'm a humanist, I'm not a feminist. And I'm like, oy, they're not mutually exclusive, first of all. But it's
yeah.
the idea that the only reason we've stopped wanting to use the word feminism is the same way Rush Limbaugh has taken back away the word liberal from us by making it this negative thing.
I'm a Democrat, not a woman.
Right. Wait.
What am I trying to say? You are the sum of all things.
Yeah.
You are the sum of all things that make you up. And no, you know what? I had thought, because I've had that too, and over silly things. I do a song parody. You'll see it. It's with a saw where I'm fake playing a saw. And I actually had people call in and call me stupid woman. You're holding it upside down. And I go,
oh,
don't they get
God.
It? I'm not really playing the saw. That's my voice doing the sound of a saw.
Oh, my God.
So I wouldn't take it to heart with that. Your songs. Listen, Eidolon, I know you have to catch a train. And what I'm going to do is you go when you have to, and then I'm going to play more of your music. I'm going to extend the show because I love you so much. And I
oh,
want you to
lovely.
Come back.
I can do
on the show, anytime you
want
to talk about anything, say, Nancy, I want to talk about some stuff. And I go, I'll schedule you. You just come back on. But let's tell them where they can get your books
and take
your workshops.
Okay. So, we know where they can't. KatieGoodman.com is really the easiest place where everything is. And
that's
there.
Katie, K-A-T-I-E.
Mm-hmm. Goodman, yeah. And you can... go to iTunes from there, and I have my blog and podcast and everything, but I also have my book, and it's on Amazon, and you can just type
Improvisation
in
for the Spirit, Live a Creative, Spontaneous, and Courageous Life.
And, and I teach all around the country doing that. It's on the website, and I'm based in New York, but I tour everywhere, and the thing that I want to be doing more of that I love, we just got a new booking manager, is to take... there's two things. It's Broad Comedy, which is this troupe of four women, and we go out and we do all these crazy sketches and songs.
Okay,
and
1 minute. No.
Yeah. And then my solo show. And
all right.
Doing
and when's
both
that
of those
next?
Traveling all around. I just did one in Harrisburg a couple days ago. I do them in New York. It's all on the website, and people should just...
Okay,
www.katiegoodman.com.
I'm going to try to extend the show. I got 49 seconds, so it will turn off, but I'm going to play one of your songs. On the, thank you for being a guest on the show
thank
today. I'm going
so
to follow
much.
You some more. And
oh,
listen, I want you to call back in again, and let's talk some more of this, okay?
I will, and I'll
thank
see you,
you
at the festival. Okay.
Oh,
take
you
care.
Will. Yes, you will. Okay, take care. What a great guest.
www.katiegoodman.com.
Check her out, ladies and gentlemen, and buy her stuff. Support the arts by supporting the arts. Now, let's have a little more, Katie. Baby, you floaty.
Listen up. This song goes out to all the ladies in the house who pee when they sneeze.
You wake up one supporting. Don't look down, Lordy.
You out on your own, giving single life a shot.
Oh, yeah.
You meet a 28-year-old guy and he thinks you're really hot.
Smoking.
He asks you back to his place.
He wants some of your sugar.
You think you pass for 30, but oh, shit.
He's just like Cougar.
And you 40.
Ain't that some shit?
You want a cavorte. You think you look sporty.
Working that tracksuit.
But you just look like an escorty. You do. Your life is all stress, folks say.
Look at her.
Yells at the dog, at the kids, at the telemarketer.
Don't call them dinner.
You wake up in a sweat, wonder what the heck could cause all of this. Then you realize you're perimenopausal. You 40.
Be nice to her.
Black cohosh, you hoardy.
I don't even know what that
and
is.
And when you sleep, you snorty.
Like a pig, oh.
Dating a guy named Morty.
That was Katie Goodman, our special guest. Check her out, www.katiegoodman.com. Also, Betty Jo Tucker Movie Attic Headquarters was in the house every Tuesday at 4 p.m. It's Betty Jo Tucker on Blog Talk Radio, Movie Attic Headquarters. Thank you, and I hope to have her as a guest again. She's fantastic. Bye.